Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Today we're talking about adding a franchise to your existing business. We're meeting with Dan Leiden of Eradico Services, and Dan's going to highlight both the Weedman and Christmas Decor franchise opportunity, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
And welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and we have a great show today. Today we're meeting with Dan Leiden of Eradico Services, and Dan today is going to be talking about adding a franchise to your existing business. And we're going to be highlighting the Weedman and also the Christmas Decor franchise opportunities. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Welcome to today's show.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today, Dan. We're excited to have you on the show. We've been doing the show now almost 6 years, and I don't think we've spoken about this topic before. And you know, so it's great to have you on the show. I was doing a little background research on Eradico Services, and you guys got a nice history, don't you? It was started like in 1931.
It's a Radico.
Erratico, and I apologize for that. I should know that by now, right?
It's, that's okay.
looking at the website, but it's fantastic. What a great history. And where are you calling from today?
Calling from our Lansing, Michigan office, actually.
Okay, fantastic. How's the weather there today, Dan?
It's actually quite nice.
Is it? Okay,
beautiful
good.
Beautiful late summer days, yeah.
That's good. That's fantastic. So, two interesting concepts. Where to begin? You have Weed Man, and then you also have Christmas Decor. What is your involvement with both of them?
Well, Marty, on the Weed Man side, we are a sub-franchiser for Weed Man.
Okay.
And we sub-franchise in Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois, and Tennessee.
Okay.
And my primary role, our group has almost 30 franchises in those territories,
wow.
and I do franchise support. My job is to go to the sites, work with the people everywhere from admin to sales to service mm-hmm. to budgeting to everything that a good franchisor is supposed
right.
to be doing to help develop their franchisees.
Because it's so important, the support end of it, Dan. You know, what do you like most about that job, Dan? I know you have an interesting background as well.
Teaching. I love teaching. I'm very energetic when I get out there, and when I get going, it's hard to get me stopped sometimes. I love seeing people become successful within our system.
Yeah, it is fantastic. I teach myself for Kaplan University, and I've been teaching now for 10 years, and I'm not surprised by your response. And, you know, it must be a tremendous feeling for you. I mean, you really have the ability to change people's lives, don't you? And you actually get to see it, too.
I do. I get to see them from the infancy of many, many businesses just blooming into extremely healthy, you know, healthy companies and employers and employees and satisfied customers and everything in between.
Yeah. I was recently at a franchise show, Dan, in New York, and I took my wife there for the first time. I've been doing this now for 10 years involved in franchising, and I finally took her to a show because New York was fairly close. And she was surprised at all the different concepts that are out there. But it's just funny, you know, when you go up to a booth, you know, a lot of times a prospective franchisee will come up to a booth and they'll say, so what do you guys do? So what do you guys do? How do you typically respond when, you know, someone asks about, like, the Weed Man franchise opportunity or Christmas Decor? I mean, the name kind of indicates what you guys do, but...
Sure, sure. You know, Christmas Decor is a premier holiday decorating company that specializes in residential, commercial, and a big majority of it is the outside decorating. You know, those homes with the big tall roofs that you always wonder, how did they get up there?
That's the question.
They didn't. We did. those are the ones, you know, we do everything
right.
from cities to municipalities. And,
and
Weed Man is a lawn care company specializing in fertilizing and weed control. We don't do maintenance. We'll do aerations and grub control and those type of things. But we really specializing in the maintaining of the lawn through good cultural practices.
Interesting. So the backgrounds, I mean, you get to deal with a lot of, you know, your franchisees, you know, firsthand. What were they doing in their past lives, Dan?
You know, that's a great question. We have got everything from, an accountant who is now running an extremely successful franchise business in our Tennessee area to an ex-automotive employee.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's nice to have that diversity, too, isn't it?
It is. It's great. And they're people who are willing to commit. They're willing to put forth the sweat equity because it's necessary to become successful no matter what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And one of the big things in a franchise, Marty, is at least for the first couple years, if you're getting into a good franchise like ours has been with Weed Man, that's decades in the making, you're willing to put away your entrepreneurial hat just for a little bit.
Right.
Do it the way it was built that's already successful.
It's wonderfully said, and it's one of the things that we constantly emphasize to our listeners, Dan, is that, franchising certainly isn't for everyone, I mean, if you're so entrepreneurial that you just can't follow a successful system like a Weedman, or Christmas Decor, then it's probably not for you. You have to trust the franchisor, like you were saying, and it's always a good sign, too, when you see an accountant as part of a system, right? They looked at the
It's great. Especially with some of the systems we have. They absolutely love the ability to track practically every single thing within the business within a system that's already there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what makes both of these concepts great opportunities for entrepreneurs to invest in, I guess you could say, as add-on franchisees?
Well, there's a number of things. One, they can, diversify their existing business. They can use existing customer bases to generate new revenue within their own systems. They're bringing in a system that's already been created for that business, and if they're, if they're capable of doing that, then, they're gonna be able to create. And one of the big ones in both of these is it's a recurring revenue business.
Right. Yeah.
And it has proven to be extremely recession resistant. We're in the Detroit market, and have been hit as hard as many, many other places in the U.S.,
yet
we have shown gains every year over the past 5 years.
That's incredible.
And that just doesn't happen in a lot of businesses.
What do you look for? I mean, like, as far as, like, characteristics, Dan, when you're, I guess if you were, interviewing a prospective franchisee, is there anything that you look for?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that we really like to do when we talk to people is we consult with potential franchisees to begin with.
Uh-huh.
We do not try and sell franchises. Uh-huh. Obviously, the end goal, yes, we want to sell franchises, but we take a lot of time, and typically what we'll do is we will go and meet the person at their existing place of business, or if they don't have one, their home. We have an initial meeting there. We want both parties to feel like it's a really good fit.
Right.
Then we'll bring them into our operation and let them walk around, kick the tires, see one of the operations in business. We want them to talk to other franchises of ours. I mean, we will hand them lists and say, look, call these people. Get their results. Here's a one-man operator up to a 10-man operator, and we're looking for somebody who's willing to just put the effort forward and really just wants to get into a business that is going to be able to create wealth and allow them to do the kind of things they want to do with their life, with their family, with their friends going into the future.
You guys want to make sure it's a match on both ends,
Absolutely.
Like, which is certainly so important. What is the training like, Dan, for new franchisees? How does that work? I mean, do they typically fly out to headquarters, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. When you initially start with a Weedman franchise, a minimum of one person, and it's usually more than one, does go to the corporate headquarters, and it is a 10-day training course. And it is 10 very grueling days in a row, and most people, you can't teach an entire business in 10 days, and that's where we teach as much as you can, but you get so much information overload, and there's so many little nuances and details, and that's where we feel we really separate ourselves from the rest, because that's when support comes in.
Yeah,
that's when really you need somebody there that's been through it and has done it. And I will make as many as 7 or 8 visits to a first-year franchise, regardless of where they are or how long it takes us to get there.
Right.
Down to as many as 1 or 2 to our more veteran ones, but some of the more veteran ones, I'm still there 3, 4, 5 times a season. It's based on their needs.
Absolutely. Are you able to talk a little bit about like the investment cost for like Weed Man and also Christmas Decor, Dan?
Sure, sure. Christmas Decor, the franchises start at $7,900,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a minimum first order that's right around $5,000 or $6,000, and then, of course, you've got some training fees. The Christmas Decor initial training is quite a bit less. It's about 3 days.
Right, right.
With Weed Man, the franchises start at $20,000. And then it's based on the infrastructure of your company, how much more capital you're going to need. Do you have a building? Do you have a truck? Do you have all those other types of things that are necessary?
Mm, that's definitely fair. So Everett Deco Services, I mean, the company has such a long history, as I was saying earlier on. I mean, what are some of the keys to the company's longevity, would you say? I mean, 1931, that's deserves a pat on the back.
Well, I'll tell you, it was formed in 1931, and they really had a great vision and got, back in those days, really focused on the apartment and residential communities on the pest control side. Eradico is a pest control company. And in 1981, it was purchased by Bill Russell. 1981 happens to be the same year I started at the company, so I'm going on my 32nd year with the company.
Wow.
And it is a great, you know, people, I think, overuse the family-owned
right.
and operated, because unless it's a good family, I don't think that makes a lot of difference. But the values have been brought forth through the entire company for the entire 31 years that I've been there. And, you know, we live and we believe our values of treating others the way we want to be treated. We've got an amazing retention rate within the industry. Our management staff alone has an average of over 15 years in the company, and that's just not heard of in pest control. And our technicians, it's over 7 or 8 years. Once again, that's not heard of. It's a great, hardworking company that you know, we truly, we walk the talk.
Yeah, that's what I got when, you know, reading about you guys. You know, I just was very, very impressed. I mean, that's amazing. Those numbers are truly amazing. That's fantastic. You've been doing this a long time now. You know, and our listeners are, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they have it in their mind that they're looking to buy a franchise. A lot of them don't even know where to begin because there's just so many choices today. What would you say to them, Dan?
Well, what I would say to anybody looking to purchase a franchise, one, you're going to have to look within, and because it's a lot of work, regardless of what you're going to do. But I think the biggest thing people really need to do is do their due diligence. Go online, do the research, talk to other people in the industry. Don't necessarily let us be the one and only voice, although we're going to tell you the truth,
right,
but hear
right.
it from people who have been there, who have done it, who have started. You know, Weed Man, we have many, many owners that have, you know, another type of business, and they just either couldn't grow it enough or fast enough, or they didn't have the systems, and they brought Weed Man in, and now Weed Man has become their standalone business. We've had others who have started with Weed Man as their standalone business. We'd have some small landscapers who started with both and have now moved to exclusively Weed Man is their full-time, year-round business. And so anybody looking, they've got to understand the time that's going to be put into it, the energy that's got to be put into it, and really just do a lot of research. Do your due diligence. I think that's probably the best advice I could give.
Yeah, and it is. It's very well said. What are the future goals then, you know, for Weed Man and Christmas Decor, I guess you could say, like in the next 3 to 5 years, Dan?
Well, Christmas Decor currently has 350 markets in the U.S. and Canada, and the plans are to grow between 25 and 35 per year. And on the Weed Man side, and there's, you know, we've got 130 franchisees, which represent about 230 individual franchises, and our goal is to be at about 600 in 5 years.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on any of these opportunities, or any websites that they should go to, Dan, or any numbers or email addresses that you want to plug?
Well, absolutely. They can go to ChristmasDecor.com or Weedman.com. Both of them, they get, and it has, you know, franchise information in there, and those are really, really good ones. Anyone in the tri-state area, or the tri-state, anyone in the Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Illinois, Tennessee. Matter of fact, anyone, if they want to give me a call, I can give my office number out, and
yeah,
I could either
good.
Assist them, or I can get them to the proper franchisor that would help them.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, last month, by the way, we had 10,000 listeners. So
did you really?
Yes.
Well, hello, listeners.
So your phone might be
that's okay.
off the hook.
Okay, so my number is 248-477-4811.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Dan. I mean, I think you guys, you know, it seems like you're doing everything right over there, and just very impressed with everything that you guys are doing. So I'd really like to invite you guys back in 2013 as you continue to grow.
Count on it. I'll be there.
Thanks so much, Dan. You have a great holiday, too.
All right. You too, Marty.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 4 years and over 200 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. The nice thing about hosting Franchise Interviews is we're frequently asked to be guests on radio shows and magazine interviews on the topics of entrepreneurship and franchising. And today, you're going to get to hear an interview that we did 6 months ago on CBS Radio with Lynn Johnson on her motivational talk show. And, of course, the topic was entrepreneurship and franchising. And here's what we said. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Hey, did you ever think about buying a franchise? Do you think that now is the worst time to buy one? Or you're not sure whether anyone would loan you money to purchase a franchise? How does the whole thing work? Well, let's find out. We have an expert on the line, Marty McDermott.
Hi, Coach Lynn. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's always great to talk to you. I always feel like it's a World Talk reunion, right? We get together.
I know. We started out, guys, a very long time ago. I think we're some of the only people left, aren't we?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? But it's just, and it seems like yesterday that we started, Lynn. You know?
It really does.
It's just incredible. But it's the success that you've had is just wonderful to watch, though. I mean, it's just incredible.
Thank you so much. And yours has been pretty fantastic. You know, Marty, just over the break, when I announced that you were going to be here talking about franchises, I got a tweet from Alice and a lot of other people, but I selected Alice's tweet.
Oh, good.
Because she says that her family has owned the same bagel shop for over 35 years.
Wow.
But now they're going to have to close because the business has slowed and their debts are too high. She wonders if setting up her own franchises could save their business. So, Marty, I know you're an expert and you host that wonderful show called Franchise Interviews on Blog
right.
Talk Radio.
That's right.
Are franchises for everyone?
Oh, great question, Lynn. It's a deep question and definitely not. In fact, you know what? If I can quote my friend Dr. John P. Hayes, franchising is not for everyone and it's probably not for most people. And when I say that, you know, the first time I heard that phrase, Lynn, I was a little confused because I said, if franchising isn't for everyone and it's not for most people, then who could it be for? You know, it's so. But for franchising is really for someone who knows how to follow rules, follow systems. They're not a true entrepreneur. When I say that, sometimes franchisees get upset because they say, what are you talking about? I consider myself an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is really the person that actually creates the franchise opportunity. And, you know, when you're talking about franchisors or entrepreneurs, they're really, and you know this, Lynn, they're very creative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can look at something.
They could never follow rules, Marty.
Exactly. And they could just create something out of anything, you know. Franchisees, and it was funny because I was in Virginia, George Mason University,
mm-hmm.
on Friday talking about this topic. And one of the topics I was talking about was military being good candidates for franchises because they know how to follow a system, you know. So you really have to know how to follow a system, like to follow rules. And if you can't do that, then it's probably not for you, Lynn. So, yeah, it's always a word of caution before getting into franchising.
Now, I know that you say that there are two key factors that should be present before you consider buying a franchise. What are those factors?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of different things. I mean, one is, what do you want the franchise to do for you, Lynn? You know, for example, like, I'll give you an example. I like Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I frequent Dunkin' Donuts probably, like, you know, several times a week. And as much as I like Dunkin' Donuts and the coffee and the donuts, I wouldn't be a good franchisee for that type of system, because when you buy into a Dunkin' Donuts, you're working some pretty hefty hours.
True.
You know? So one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, what's important to you? You know, you're really taking a deep assessment. And for me, you know, my family is most important to me. So if I wasn't, you know, with my family or my son, like if he has a baseball game one day or whatever it is, I'm going to get very frustrated, even if I'm making a lot of money. You know, so you want to ask yourself, what do you want this franchise to do for you? And you know, what kind of system is the best match for you? There's so many choices out there today, Lynn. I mean, there's like 80 different industries.
Wow.
Franchising. Yeah, a lot of people, when they just think of franchising, they just think of food. But it's actually up to about 80 different industries. There's accounting franchises. There's advertising franchises. There's shoe repair franchises. You name it. It seems like they have it, you know. So you really have to ask yourself, you know, what's the best match for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of research. And, you know, of course you come down to the financials,
yes.
too. And, you know, I mean, you know, McDonald's, as successful as it is, it's almost a home run every single time you have a McDonald's franchise. I can't afford one, you know. So the financial aspects are always a big factor as well. I think to go even deeper, I think you need family support. I think that's important as well, you know. I mean, if you're married, I think you have to have that support from your husband or your wife, before you get into an opportunity as well, because you're taking them along for the ride with you.
I love that you said that, Marty.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you said? Yeah. You said you need the support from your husband, which would infer that a woman could easily go in and buy a franchise. I love that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's, you can see the influence my wife has on me, too, I guess. She's got me trained, Lynn, you know. You know, and she's a fan of your show, by the way, too, you know. So you can tell I listen, you know. But absolutely. But it's so true. And, you know, speaking of women, Lynn, I mean, they really do make fantastic entrepreneurs, you know. I mean, it's amazing. I think for the first time, you know, I teach for Kaplan University.
Yes.
And we have, in colleges, for the first time, there's more women in college today than there are men.
And they're older as well.
And older, you know. So what does that say to you, you know, is there's a lot of exciting trends that are taking place here in the United States. So
now I wanted to ask you about this because I know that they just announced that even Ritz Camera is going to be closing many, many, many of their stores. And I'm kind of heartbroken about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm an amateur professional photographer.
Right.
But my question is, so how do you know if the franchise that you're interested in is even going to be around in the next 5 years?
Wow, it's a great question, you know, and nothing is ever 100% certain. I will say this, that not all franchises are created equal, and what you can do is, I mean, look at the company's track record, for one. You know, one of the things that you can look at is their franchise disclosure documents, and look at the history of the company. Some companies that just started franchising, I mean, they haven't really been around very long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of taking a chance in a way. You know, and you can look at how many franchisees they have and things like that. I think there's certain franchises that are always going to be around. I think McDonald's will always be here. They have like 33,000 units. Subway has about 33,000 units. So those ones are pretty safe. It's almost a home run every single time. So there is always that element of risk involved, even when you are buying into a franchise system. You know,
mm-hmm.
of course, you can look at things like the market and things like that and kind of make your own assessments. But
so, Marty, with all that you know, because I have 1 minute left, and I definitely want them to come and listen to you, because I love your show on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
And I want them to check out your work. It's very, very important. Are franchises still a viable option, even with this economic downturn?
Most definitely. I mean, I think, Lynn, and this is going to sound a little weird, is, you know, one of the interesting effects of the recession I see now is some of the best offers in franchising.
Interesting.
And I've been doing this 10 years now. I mean, I'll give you a couple quick examples. Some franchisers, what they're doing is they're reducing or dropping a franchise fee for their new franchisees. Now, that's pretty significant because a franchise fee usually goes for about $30,000-$40,000. So they're waiving that. In some cases, there's two-for-one deals where if you buy one franchise, they'll drop the franchise fee for the second one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, and that's the effect that I've noticed from the recession is really some incredible deals. Even the landlords right now, and I mean, you've noticed there's a lot of great locations available right now.
Yes.
I think, I mean, you want to get those locations because, I mean, a great location can really overcome bad marketing, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people kicking themselves. Next year, they're going to say, I should have got into that opportunity last year when they waived the franchise fee, when I could have got this killer location in this particular spot. And, you know, landlords are sometimes more willing to give a great lease to a franchise as opposed to, let's say, Tony Subs, who's just like a regular guy. You know?
So somewhere Tony's saying, hey!
Exactly. Tony's upset. But, you know, so they're really getting some incredible deals right now. I think that this is the most exciting time to get into franchising. But again, you know, to quote you, Lynn, you know, franchising isn't for everyone. It's not for most people. You do have to really do your homework. It's not guaranteed every single time. And, you know, not all franchises are really created equal. There are some that are better than others.
Well, Marty, it's a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
And where can my...
I think you're great.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thanks, Coach Lynn.
Where can my people hear you, do business with you, and all those wonderful things?
Absolutely. Go to franchiseinterviews.com. You can hear over, I think we're up to 160 shows, Lynn, recorded up to this point. Yeah, so it really, when I say that number, I mean, it just really, it tickles my spine because... I didn't think that there was going to be a market for this, or we'd find like a listening base for it. But I mean, every single month we have more listeners, just like you know. So I haven't quite achieved your success yet, but someday. You know.
Well, thank you so much, Marty, and go check him out. Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio, my dear old friend from World Talk Radio.
Thanks Martin so much, Lynn. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, prosper.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Hear it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.